you talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough. With the woman you love. Yeah. With the woman you love.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Inflation continues to plague the U.S. economy.
A report on core inflation from the Commerce Department Friday showed that prices rose 0.4% from July to August, up from 0.2% the previous month. A 10% monthly spike in gas prices drove the increase. Political analyst Lan Hee Chen says the issue of the economy is hurting President Biden.
What's the state of the economy look like? And on that score, President Biden is extremely weak.
Speaking with Salem Radio, Chen says political candidates must successfully address kitchen table issues.
I think those are the issues that Republican candidates need to focus on, and any candidate needs to focus on if he or she wants to be competitive in next year's election.
George Williams reporting.
A Democrat strategist and advisor to Kamala Harris's 2020 presidential campaign has been tapped to fill the Senate seat of the late Dianne Feinstein. Governor Newsom making good on his promise to appoint a black woman named LaFonza Butler to take the post. Newsom had been facing pressure from some black politicians and advocacy groups to select Representative Barbara Lee, a prominent black congresswoman who's already running for the seat. One of House Speaker McCarthy's harshest critics plans to make good on his threat to remove the California Republican from his leadership post. Representative Matt Gaetz says he'll use a procedural tool called a motion to vacate to try to strip McCarthy of his office as soon as this week, because McCarthy relied on Democrats to provide the necessary votes to fund the government over the weekend. Head of the new House Committee on China says the U.S. needs to up its game when it comes to dealing with the Chinese.
We're witnessing the biggest sustained peacetime military buildup by the Chinese Communist Party in modern history, and yet we're dithering. We're treading water at best in terms of our own military and our lack of a military buildup.
Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher on the Salem News Channel. Townhall.com.
It's Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Paw Patrol, the mighty movie, is top dog at the box office this week.
Great. Now the clumsy pup shoots fireballs out of his paws.
Dogs with superpowers put people in theater seats this week. The second Paw Patrol movie raked in $23 million domestically in its debut weekend, according to studio estimates. The 10th Saw movie came in second with $18 million. The Creator was number 3, while The Nun 2 was number 4. The Blind took 5th place. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
On October 1st, 1924, a baby in rural Plains, Georgia, became the first future American president to be born in a hospital. James Earl Carter, Jr. served Georgia as a state senator and a governor before winning the White House to become the 39th president of the United States from 1977 through 81. The former president entered hospice care in February, and his wife, Rosalind, was diagnosed with dementia in May. News and analysis at townhall.com. It's a controversial tactic to try to stamp out polio in Pakistan.
Authorities in one province turning to a very different idea to eradicate the disease, and that is prison. Legislation has been introduced that threatens to imprison parents for up to 1 month if they fail to get their kids immunized against polio. The World Health Organization says the strategy is a bit unusual and could further undermine trust in polio vaccines. Jason Walker reporting.
Turkish warplanes carried out raids on suspected Kurdish rebel targets in northern Iraq following a suicide attack on a government building in the Turkish capital Sunday. Officials in Ankara say some 20 targets of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, were destroyed in the operation that included caves, shelters, and depots. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 60. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 81 tomorrow. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 59. Upper 70s Tuesday, turning much cooler Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s and scattered showers possible. Take a look at the extended forecast. 58 Thursday, 48 Friday, and 48 on Saturday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 60 overnight. A high of 81 tomorrow. We should dip down to around 59 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 69.
Good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Oh, I don't remember what the radio was playing. I was saying you're like the moon on all the words your lips were saying. All I know is there was magic in that Chevy, baby. You were growing, I was throwing stars like confetti. Oh, stars like confetti. Oh. Yeah, rusted truck, dusted up boots, and high on a perfume buzz. That sea forever sky wasn't near as high as us. Yeah, our hearts were beating faster than a runaway midnight train. We couldn't stay forever, but we said it anyway. Baby, hold me tight and never let me go. Look up at the sky, heaven's putting on a show.
Spoken and Jelly Roll won the top honors, Male Artist of the Year for 2023 at the People's Choice Awards. Boy, what an inspiration this fella is. Son of a sinner.
I never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new ways I can get gone. I'm a pedal to the highway. If you ever wonder why we write these songs, 'cause I'm only one call away from
98QCountry.com.
Some days it's tough just getting up, throwing on these boots and making that climb. Some days I'd rather be an old show.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight. Wish that truck in your drive was mine. drinking? Are you thinking about me when you're riding? Where he's driving? Are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me, who do you see when you're tasting what he's drinking? Are you thinking about me coming over tonight? Wish that truck in your drive was mine, just like you know it's supposed to be when you're up in his bed. Am I up in your head making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Yeah, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me?
Morgan Wallen with Thinking About Me. Well, for some people, it was sad news that California Senator Dianne Feinstein passed away, age 90 years old. Now, Gavin Newsom has to fill that spot. Sources are saying that he's considering the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle. He already announced it's going to be an African-American woman who gets the seat. So it could be Meghan, or sources say it could possibly be Oprah.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
This is really good.
Now it's time for
today's hottest country.
The hottest hot country.
The hottest.
98 Q Country.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes fire. Oh, God makes the good stuff.
Listen online at 98QCountry.com. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
You're gone and you left me here with this.
Parker McCollum with Burn It Down. Well, we've had a lot of forest fires this past year. Things are getting burned down. A lot of people blaming climate change for that. And now scientists want to point the finger at something else that climate change is affecting. Mosquitoes. Yes, they're now being blamed for making mosquitoes giant and more dangerous. That's what a report is saying coming from the CDC. So now anything we can do to get people on board with climate change, we're going to do. It's the mosquitoes are getting bigger. That's because of climate change.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 60. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, 81. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 59. Upper 70s Tuesday, turning much cooler Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s and scattered showers possible. Take a look at the extended forecast, 58 Thursday and 48 on Friday. Another look at the short range, lows level off around 60 overnight, a high of 81 tomorrow. We should dip down to around 59 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 67.
We're going to show off some of our best stuff.
Let's go.
We're ready to tear it up.
World famous.
98 Q Country.
She never wanted to be white picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a Tulsa wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life. And all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free right next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Mind on You. So Google did a survey where they kind of tracked people's searches for like how to remedy different things. And they found that Arizona is the most accident prone state out there, followed by Colorado. It also looks like you got North Carolina on the list as well for most accident prone. Minnesota, Washington, and maybe New Jersey. I'm just going kind of by the color code. The least accident prone, North Dakota. As far as accidents per month per 1,000 people, yeah, they got. I guess they've got 1.5 in North Dakota.
My daughter is normally a little goofball, but after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This new Wendy's Frosty flavor is way too exciting to keep under wraps. It's a brand new, first-of-its-kind flavor. Get this. Pumpkin spice. I know, right? It's so good. It's rich. It's cozy. It's the perfect flavor for some fall frosty time. Watch. Everyone will see it and jump on the bandwagon. Grab a never-before-seen Pumpkin Spice Frosty or Pumpkin Spice Frosty Cream Cold Brew today when you choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Vanilla Frosty is temporarily unavailable.
Turn that bottle up.
If you like songs about dive bars, good friends, and big trucks, you found the right station.
98Q Country.
tulips, so I know.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fishing in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a dime. If you got a chance, take it, take it.
at 65. Still waiting on you and your granddad to bring it back to life. You can always get around fixing up that Pontiac till you can't. Talk away, cause you'll never know how bad you want her till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries, your I love yous, cause man, you never know. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, cause a dream.
You a girl that leaves you speechless. It's wild on the town.